You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
A lot of good things have come out about the hydroxy. A lot of good things have come out. And you'd be surprised at how many people are taking it, especially the frontline workers, before you catch it. The frontline workers, many, many are taking it. I happen to be taking it.
May the 19th, 2020. That was President Trump admitting, stating that he's been taking hydroxychloroquine for a couple of weeks or so. And boy, did it hit the fan when he said that. You're taking that? You're taking that stuff? And of course, the president says, I've seen several stories and gotten letters from doctors saying it is effective, maybe not for everyone. Yes, you should consult with your doctor. He's not saying just go out and start gobbling it up. But first of all, you can't. It's a prescription. You're going to have script to get it to begin with. No. Do not do like that. Couple in, where were they, California, Arizona, where they sucked up a similar type product, not the same at all. In fact, what they were taking was aquarium cleaner. Now, there's still a lot of question about that. Did the man intend to take it, or did his wife want him to take it and get him dead, as he ended up being? There are several debates and studies about hydroxychloroquine. But when the president made his statement yesterday, all the naysayers came rushing forward and saying it doesn't do any good. It can kill you. We're going to get into more detail. Fox News, Neil Cavuto, I was totally surprised at him. I thought he would show a little more judgment. I would expect it from the left, but I cannot believe he went on the same train that they did, that this stuff will kill you. And they state that CDC, FDA, VA, all say it will kill you. That's just a blanket statement. You have to understand what they're trying to say. And we're going to get into that a little bit more detail coming up. Because it's not the full truth. Oh, and there is one leftist, a liberal media person who says, I don't believe Trump's actually telling you. I think he's lying. I think he's just saying it. Why would he do that? But this guy says, I know personally he has not taken it. That's a flat-out lie. I'll tell you that right now. We'll get into that a little bit later as well. Where do we stand right now on the virus across the world? 4.8 million infected, 320,000 deaths globally. In the U.S., 1.5 million infections, 90,000-plus dead, listed as COVID-19, but a lot of states are revising their numbers. They're realizing that in some cases, they shouldn't have been listed as COVID-19. And there are probably some other cases where they should have been. So the numbers are still all over the board. But here's what we do know. By Memorial Day weekend, every U.S. state will have begun lifting restrictions and measures enacted weeks ago to curb the spread of the virus. Many governors are already into their second phase of restarting their economies. Some states now allowing restaurants, retailers, personal service shops to reopen. All states except for Connecticut have in some way begun already loosening restrictions. On Monday, yesterday, Massachusetts entered the first phase of its reopening plan. Connecticut apparently will follow suit tomorrow. 17 states have recorded a clear upward trend of average new daily cases. Does that mean they're because they've opened up or because a new testing has found it? Still a lot of questions around this. And by the way, the left, if this stuff would kill Trump, I would have thought they'd been happy. I would have thought they'd been jumping out. Yeah, take more. And they're afraid that you're so stupid that if he said, I'm taking cyanide with a .45 caliber up my mouth, then you'll do the same thing. I know you're smarter than that. They don't believe you are. Coming up a little bit later. You knew it was coming, I've told you. Democrats are now saying we need secret grand jury materials because we might want to impeach Trump again. They didn't get him the first time. Now they're looking for something. What can we do? We've got to do something. November is rushing upon us. We've got to do something. In other words, they want to tie up Congress again between now and the election in the midst of this crisis. And they blame Trump for not handling things properly. We got a lot to cover over the next 2 hours. We're going to be joined by Dr. Pham of the Heritage Foundation and get his expert opinion on hydroxychloroquine. But again, I'm going to give you some details that when you listen to the liberal media, they're not putting the full story out. I'll give you both sides. You make the decision. Gather around. Lock and load. Ready. On the right.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
COVID-19, coronavirus, is real. But despite all the hype, the fake news, there's no need to panic. Still, you want your environment safe for customers, employees, family. What can be done? How much would it cost? Who to trust? I can tell you, Wellington Environmental. Wellington Environmental would determine the best way to protect against COVID-19. Wellington Environmental can do it at a very reasonable cost. When it comes to trust, for more than 30 years, Wellington Environmental has been working with hospitals, nursing homes, universities, schools, even private homes. You don't last more than 30 years if you're not doing an excellent job. COVID-19 is a new health concern, but Wellington Environmental has the experience to give you peace of mind. Wellington Environmental, 314-644-4930, 644-4930. Be well with Wellington Environmental.
My sponsors keep this program on the air, so my thanks to John Bill Roofing, covering homes and businesses throughout the Midwest, best quality, lowest price. So when you need a roof, remember this sponsor for this program, John Beale Roofing, 1-800-NEW-ROOF, 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
You ain't nothing but a hound.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
I want to stress again, they died. If you are in a risky population here and you are taking this as a preventative treatment to ward off the virus, or in a worst case scenario, you are dealing with the virus and you are in this vulnerable population, it will kill you. I cannot stress enough. This will kill you.
That is Neil Cavuto, Fox Business Network. It will kill you. In other words, President Trump, by saying he's taking hydroxychloroquine, maybe encouraging the rest of the nation to take it, it will kill you. It might. It might not. It might help you with COVID-19. It might not. In other words, there is no conclusion one way or the other. Neil Cavuto, and I would have expected, again, better. This is a business analyst. I would have expected better from him. To not simply suck up on some of the hype that's been put in front of him. Yes, there have been surveys indicating that, but if you look at details, Neil, which I thought you would do, you find out inside the details that where they have found it killed some people, in other words, did not work, doesn't even say that the hydroxychloroquine killed them, but COVID-19 took them because it didn't do any good, supposedly, but they were already severely compromised. Severely compromised. Why are they so against hydroxychloroquine? Because President Trump brought it up months ago, saying, you know, I'm hearing stories, this might work. And then you'd remember the Democrat congresswoman from, I want to say, Michigan. I could be wrong, maybe even a state legislator. But she said, she showed up at the White House and said, I want to thank you for pushing this because, yeah, it was Michigan because they were denying it in Michigan. She said, my governor had said it could not be issued, and thank God it was given to me, and it saved my life. That was her story. Now, again, that's one story. The dead don't speak, but the relatives would. Well, what about these surveys? One of the things that Neil Cavuto referred to, is a VA study. Now, we have already told you the details on this, because when I first saw the VA study, I also had a lot of concern. The Veterans Affairs had done a study, basically in connection with a university, and as we later got into it and understood, one of the guys cited was a research statistician or something. Two or three other, quote, doctors were doctors of ophthalmology, not epidemiology. Why were they, quote, why? I don't know why. But the bottom line is they were saying it did not work. It did not work. We had a lot of deaths because of it. The Veterans Affairs Secretary, back in April, April 30th, is defending the department's use of that drug for treatment of COVID-19. He says only administered for high-risk veterans. And again, if they're at that stage, anything might help, and maybe it won't. But they're high-risk, they want to try anything. What about you? If you're high-risk and you've got COVID-19 and you can't breathe and you don't know if you're going to see tomorrow, and they say, we could give you this, do you want to try it? Hell yes, I want to try it. If there's nothing else, do that. And there have been numerous stories of those who were given it at almost death's door, and they came back. Now, does that mean it works every time? No. Does any vaccine work all the time? Does any treatment work all the time? Does any surgery always prove successful? No. But what they're trying to do now is, again, blame Trump. Put it on Trump. He's suggesting everybody take hydroxychloroquine. I remind you, you cannot do it except by prescription. So the letter sent by the VA Secretary Robert Wilkie on April 30th, he said there was a recent analysis of those hospitalized in Veterans Health Administration medical centers, and it led to, quote, misinformation about what was taking place. He said the hydroxy was only given to veterans, quote, at the highest risk prior to receiving medication. He also asserted this is not an experimental drug. The FDA has authorized it. It's emergency use when clinical trials are not available. And that's why the VA was doing it. But this study wanted you to believe it was not only infective, but it killed people. That's just one of them. And the CDC had a guidance on backing up hydroxy. They did. Then they abruptly switched its guidance as President Trump began to tout it. The online advice for hydroxy from CDC updated April 7th, 3 days after Reuters reported CDC was offering what the news agency called highly unusual guidance for the drug's use based on unattributed anecdotes rather than peer-reviewed science. The CDC said the earlier guidance was crafted for doctors at the request of a White House coronavirus task force, which urged prompt reaction. Who was among those in the virus task force saying, I think it could work? Dr. Fauci. Dr. Fauci, director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease. Now, he admitted, I've got some skepticism. He said the data at really just best suggestive. There have been cases that show there may be an effect. There are others to show there's no effect. And his final summation was, I think in terms of science, I don't think we could definitively say it works. Is that any different? Is that any different from what we already know about any other drug? Here's President Trump again as he told the White House press corps yesterday that he was on the drug.
And a lot of good things have come out about the hydroxy. A lot of good things have come out. And you'd be surprised at how many people are taking it, especially the frontline workers, before you catch it. The frontline workers, many, many are taking it. I happen to be taking it.
Hydroxychloroquine?
I'm taking it. Hydroxychloroquine. Right now, yeah. A couple of weeks ago, I started taking it. Because I think it's good. I've heard a lot of good stories. And if it's not good, I'll tell you right. I'm not going to get hurt by it.
Did the White House doctor recommend that you take that? Is that why you're taking it?
Yeah, White House doctor. Didn't recommend. No, I asked him, what do you think? He said, well, if you'd like it. I said, yeah, I'd like it. I'd like to take it. A lot of people are taking it. A lot of frontline workers are taking hydroxychloroquine.
The Fox News medical contributor appeared with Neil Cavuto after that, Dr. Manny Alvarez, and he criticized Trump's announcement, saying it was, quote, highly irresponsible. He said, I would like to hear from the White House physician. He said, in most hospitals, including mine, we're not using hydroxy in the treatment of COVID in the present time. That doesn't tell me it works or not. You're just telling me you don't use it. Other studies, a study posted online this week, said adding zinc to hydroxy and azithromycin, the basic Z-Pak, might help the drug combination resolve some COVID-19 symptoms. Experts say the two drug treatments benefit is questionable, does carry health risk, and yet there's new life that this might work. Studies to date have indicated it offers limited benefits at best. In fact, Dr. Raymond, an infectious disease specialist at New York University Hospital, said there currently is no highly effective agent for COVID-19 we're aware of. Reference COVID, hydroxy and zinc and the Z-Pak, he said it may end up that the optimal treatment will include multiple agents and zinc might be part of the treatment cocktail. So they don't know. They don't know. They're in the dark as the rest of us right now. That's why we don't have a vaccine. If they knew specifically what works and doesn't work, and they're hiding it from us, well, then they should be brought up on charges. They don't know. They're experimenting and finding out, too. But again, it comes down to, if that's what you want to try, and a doctor, your doctor is willing to do it and monitor you, yes, it can cause, in some cases, arrhythmia, an irregular heartbeat. It could lead to a stroke of some type. No doubt about it. But there are a lot of drugs. Have you ever looked at any drug you take? You ever look at that fine print? You ever watch the TV commercials? You think, this is great for me. And then they start listing side effects, side effects, side effects. Hell, I'd rather live what I got. Forget the side effect. But again, here's Neil Cavuto and his reaction to President Trump.
That was stunning. The President of the United States, just to acknowledge that he is taking hydroxychloroquine, a drug meant really to treat malaria and lupus. The president has insisted that it has enormous benefits for patients either trying to prevent or already have a COVID-19. The fact of the matter is, though, when the president said, what have you got to lose? In a number of studies, those certainly vulnerable to the population have one thing to lose, their lives. A VA study showed that among a population of veterans in a hospital receiving this treatment, those with vulnerable conditions, respiratory conditions, heart ailments, they died.
And again, that's the VA study I was telling you about a moment ago that was done by an outside group, and I think it was a very limited. I think it was less than 400, if even that many, patients. And there was a researcher, and he was involved with two or three other, quote, doctors, but they were doctors of ophthalmology, and that's why the VA secretary came out and defended the use of it, saying it's only be administered for high-risk veterans, which is the other key. Yes, if you are already immune-wrecked, I don't know anything that might help you, and no one else apparently does, but there have been cases where folks have been at that door, the final door to go through in life, and they got hydroxy with a part of the treatment, and it worked for them. Will it work for everybody? Nobody knows. We know it doesn't work for everybody on a consistent basis, but will it work for you? Will it work for the prince? And here's the issue. All of this has become politicized. It became politicized from the day the president mentioned, hey, I hear this malaria drug, hydroxy, it's been around for decades. That might be beneficial. And immediately, what did the mainstream media, they started looking, there must be a money angle here. Follow the money, because Trump has money invested in this. He must have. And they found some side fund, of course, that he's divested of all of his funds right now. They found some small connection. And if you broke it down, according to one analyst, and I didn't do it, I'm not that smart in the numbers, but basically it would have been 0.01% of that fund might be invested in this company that had hydroxy. In other words, it was nothing. But they didn't look for the benefit of the American public. What they want to do is, what can we do to show that Trump is misleading you, lying to you, and trying to profit from it? Do I hear the same liberal voices crying out against China and what it's done to us to start this? No. Trump is still to blame. Here's Cavuto again, still talking about studies. Here we go.
There are also a number of other studies out, including the Journal of the American Medical Association, which examined some 1,438 individuals in the New York area across 25 hospitals from the middle of March to the end of March. The study was a real chance to look at the benefits that the president insisted were hydroxychloroquine. They concluded that among residents hospitalized in metropolitan New York with COVID-19, the treatment or both compared with neither treatment, no statistical differences. A second study done by Joseph Gilaris and colleagues at the New York Presbyterian Hospital, Columbia University Irving Medical Center in northern Manhattan from March 7th to April 8th also showed there were no visible differences, that the risk of intubation or death was not significantly higher or lower among patients who received hydroxychloroquine versus those who did not. I want to stress again, they died. If you are in a risky population here and you are taking this as a preventative treatment to ward off the virus, or in a worst case scenario, you are dealing with the virus and you are in this vulnerable population, it will kill you. I cannot stress enough. This will kill you.
Yes, some of those patients died, but did you hear what you said yourself, Neil? No statistical difference, no discernible difference whether they took it or not taking it. Oh, and then you've got the lib media host that's saying Trump's lying. He's not even taking it. I know personally he's not taking it. I will bet you money this news host is lying. Stand by, please.
Red Fitness Lounge in Clayton sponsors this segment. Red Fitness Lounge, redefining exercise, changing how you think and look at fitness, one client at a time. I'll see you at Red Fitness Lounge. Get details at redfitnesslounge.com. Redfitnesslounge.com.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
You know, the way that Neil Cavuto is going off on Trump and hydroxychloroquine, and he's got a lot of the leftists joining with him. They're saying basically Trump's going to try to kill us. The bottom line is, again, for the left, if Trump's taking, if you think that's the... What, I thought you'd be celebrating if Trump's taking it. Cavuto also had a doctor on, one of the Fox News contributors. And he flat out asked, doctor, what do you think? Do you agree with it being used? And the doctor says, well, first and foremost, it's an FDA-approved drug. It's not new, been around for years. And he said, well, would you recommend it, doctor? Would you recommend it? And he said, being on the front lines of this pandemic here in New York, I've prescribed hydroxychloroquine to some of my patients. For some of them, it helped tremendously. Some, it didn't make much of a change. Cavuto, for COVID-19, you're fine with that? Yes, absolutely. I prescribed it to patients who were very, very ill. Some benefited, some did not. There's a doctor right in Neil Cavuto's face saying, yeah, I can have some benefit. Right now, the head Department of Health and Human Services announcing it signed a $354 million four-year contract with a Virginia-based company in the U.S., obviously, to create coronavirus drugs. I can't wait for them to come out with it and Trump saying, hey, this is good. They'll say, oh, no, that's not good. He's trying to kill us again. And then you've got Joe Scarborough of MSNBC. Here's his take on Trump saying he's taking hydroxy.
When the president of the United States actually says he's doing something, which let me assure you, he is not doing. Let me assure you, the president of the United States is not taking hydroxychloroquine. And all the time that I knew him, I only sat for one meal with him. And before that meal, he had wipes like this high. And would just go through the wipes compulsively and wipe his hands, sanitize his hands before eating anything. So he's not taking something that his own administration has said will kill you. that his own FDA said will kill you, that the VA said will kill you.
My God, do they not look at details? Yes, it can kill you. Not that it will kill you. It can kill you in some cases. It can cause heart problems and other issues. It can. Will it? Not necessarily. I just quoted a doctor in New York on the front line telling Cavuto, I prescribed it to numerous patients. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. And how does Joe Scarborough, he says, I can tell you, I know Trump's not taking. You don't know any. You have no way of knowing. I don't know. That's what Trump said. But I'll guarantee you Joe Scarborough doesn't know. And he says, oh, I've known him. I had dinner with him one time. One time you had dinner and you saw him reaching for napkins to keep things off his face or his fingers. I mean, that tells you he would not take this drug. These people, they're nothing but attack machines, and they don't want to take anything into account that might benefit you. If he comes from Trump, it's got to be bad. Good thing we didn't have him around in the pandemic of 1969. Do you remember how that bad that was? Do you remember everything that closed down? The nation came to a halt in 1969 because of the pandemic. Do you remember that? You don't remember that? You don't remember everything shutting down, school shut down, everything. Everybody was dying left. Do you remember that? Of course you don't. I'll tell you about it, though, when we continue.
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
Hi, I'm local tax attorney Lance Drury, and I've represented hundreds of individuals and small businesses in disputes with the IRS. So if you've been contacted for past due tax debt or haven't filed taxes in a while, contact me, Lance Drury. And because each client's case is unique, we'll meet face-to-face and go over your tax situation in detail. Together, we'll develop a strategy to resolve your tax issues. I'm experienced, I know your rights, and I'll give you honest answers. Under my 8-point plan, my firm will file the necessary forms needed to resolve your issue with the IRS, and you won't have to worry about talking to their agents. I'll negotiate on your behalf to get you the lowest settlement allowed by law. At the Lance Drury Law Firm, we want to make sure that you're satisfied with the outcome. So call me now, tax resolution attorney Lance Drury, 314-238-7360, or go to LanceDrurylaw.com.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely upon advertisements.
Is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
I'm still absolutely frustrated, angry, to be quite honest, that Neil Cavuto, Fox Business Network, I've always liked his work and so forth, but I'm looking at why did he suddenly go on the attack against Trump other than throwing in with the leftists simply because Trump said, I'm taking hydroxy, and it's doing well. And yeah, my doctor said it's okay. I said, I asked the doctor, can I take it? The doctor said, well, if you want it. And, of course, no one in the nation is being more close, in the world, is being more closely monitored than Donald Trump. Do you really believe the White House physician will let him take something if it's going to suddenly cause his heart to go crazy? So they're going to monitor it between the heart, the liver, and other complications that sometimes can come with a malaria drug. And if the doctor felt absolutely opposed to it, he'd say, no, I won't prescribe it. Because I don't want to sign off as being the doctor who gave the President of the United States a prescription that killed him. But Neil Cavuto again, he said, I'm shocked that a doctor would do this. And I'm shocked Trump is out there recommending it. And he had a doctor on, I told you earlier, that he had a doctor on that said, yeah, that he said, I want to talk to the physician that ordered that. I don't believe he would do that. That was their Fox Business News medical professional normally on board. Well, they brought another doctor on after that, as I mentioned. This is a doctor who's actually on the front lines in New York, saying, I'm a doctor on the front lines of the pandemic in New York City. I have prescribed hydroxychloroquine to some of my patients. For some, they said it helped tremendously. Some of them didn't make much of a change, but each person needs to be looked at individually. And again, Cavuto is absolutely, for COVID-19, to deal with COVID-19, you're fine with that? And the doctors answer, yes, absolutely. I prescribed it to patients who are very ill. Some benefited, some did not. So we need to look at each patient individually. You need to talk to your doctor. Do you have any underlying medical problems in addition to COVID-19? Do you have a post-follow-up? So forth and so on. Well, Cavuto said, well, I just had a doctor on. He's talking about their Fox News analyst medical doctor. And he said, I had a doctor on just to be clear. I will make sure I'm sharing good advice with people at home. Oh, now he's worried about it. That if you had respiratory issues, cardio-related issues, diabetes, this is not the thing you want to be taking yet. Is I had a prior physician on earlier saying under no circumstances would I allow that. What do you think? Well, this doctor said, that's not necessarily true. Not necessarily true. We'd have to look at the individual medical history. He said, if you have underlying cardiac arrhythmia, we need to be careful. We might not want to put you on that unless you know you're on your deathbed and it's the last resort. And again, Cavuto just kept pushing. Well, I mean, there are a lot of stories out there where it hasn't done any good. And again, this doctor said, you have to have a discussion with your doctor, decide if it's best for you. It's not going to be good for everyone, but it may be beneficial and potentially life-saving for others. I don't have time to watch Cavuto. I'll try to pull it up later and see if today he makes an apology and say, you know, I kind of got sucked in on that leftist noise, because that's what he did. I asked you earlier before we went to break, do you remember the pandemic of 1969, how all the schools shut down and wherever you were in 69, you were frozen in place. The entire economy came to. Do you remember that? Well, maybe you were at Woodstock. Maybe you were there and you don't remember anything because you were enjoying Woodstock. Maybe. Our Boots on the Ground correspondent in Chicago sent me this. I had not seen it. I knew about the story, but I'm glad he sent it. It was out right on the New York Post. Titled, Why American Life Went On as Normal During the Killer Pandemic of 1969. So Andrew sent this on to me, and I want to share it with you. Again, this is from the New York Post the other day. This was 3 days ago. Talking about a global pandemic in which more than 1 million died. They estimate in the U.S., if I'm reading it right, and I'm going through some of the stats here quickly, 100,000 in the U.S. died. Now, we're at 90,000 with COVID-19. We'll probably go through the 100,000 mark. And you are hearing the liberals saying, well, is 100,000 deaths going to be good enough for you, President Trump? Again, blaming him. Why the hell don't you direct your complaint to China? But aside from that, this pandemic we had in 69, the Hong Kong flu. Yes, Hong Kong. And if you think I'm being xenophobic and racist, it came from, guess where? Hong Kong. Just like the China flu came from China. But, of course, nobody made a big noise about that at the time. This evolved from a 1957 pandemic. It was reported in July 1968 in Hong Kong. And by September, it had infected Marines returning to the States from the Vietnam War. And by mid-December of 69, the Hong Kong flu had arrived in all 50 states. I should say of 68. And then it went on, of course, in 69 across the nation, known as H3N2, as it was known at that time. The New York Post points out the schools were not shut down nationwide, other than a few dozen because of too many sick teachers. Face masks not required or even common. Woodstock was not held during the peak months of the pandemic, but it did start in early March. And one of those who attended was quoted by the New York Post said, I wish they'd had social distancing at Woodstock because we had to climb over people to get anywhere. If you've ever seen pictures of Woodstock, you understand that. But the editorial director for the American Institute for Economic Research says life continued as normal. But as with now, no one knew for certain how deadly the pandemic would turn out to be. Regardless, people went on with their lives. He said that wasn't that surprising. He said that generation had approached viruses with calm, rationality, and intelligence. We left disease mitigation to medical professionals, individuals, and families rather than politics, politicians, and government. That's key. That's key because what we have now is it's a political football, mainly because the left is making it that way. And you can tell it because they always want to point to the White House and Trump for failing, as Obama came out of nowhere the other day and said, this handling of the coronavirus is chaos. Biden chastising old Trump for setting in motion to shut down flights from China, saying you're being xenophobic and racist. Nancy Pelosi saying you're xenophobic and racist. And then later they amended that and realized, yeah, we do need to shut those down. And then they blamed Trump for not acting fast enough. During the 69 pandemic, Hitchcock actress Tallulah Bankhead caught it and lost her life. Former CIA director Alan Dulles did it. President Johnson, President LBJ, and Vice President Humphrey both got sick, but they recovered. In fact, that pandemic, as with this one, also in an Apollo 8 mission on December 68, Commander Frank Borman came down with the flu while in orbit, the Hong Kong flu. And, of course, keep in mind at that time, we didn't have the mass media. We didn't have the leftist media in action. We did not have the Internet and everything else to take one grain of truth, one grain, and mix it with a pile of BS and put the whole thing out as fact. And people thought, well, that must be true. That's the difference between now and 69. We had 100,000 die. That's regrettable, but we did not shut down the nation, wreck the economy. Now, I think this time around, maybe I'm thinking we probably did the right thing in the beginning, but then it became onerous. It became absolutely restraining. It became draconian, as they like to say, and we've had too many restraints in. Now, should we as an American people be smart enough going forward? You wear a mask when you feel a need to. You go where you want to. You don't go to. Is anyone forcing you to go to church? Anyone forcing you to go to the grocery store on a regular basis without a mask on? No. You're still making your own decisions, as they were in 69. They eventually got a vaccine for it. But at that time, of course, Americans were more resilient. We were not surrounded by snowflakes that just suddenly melt at the very mention there's a virus in the air. We have become less of a nation when it comes to strength and confidence than we were then. And we were going through a difficult time in 69. We were in Vietnam, and things were still coming undone, trying to extract. We had a serious crisis for the nation as a whole. I watched something the other day, and it's this World War II in color. Gary Sinise narrates it. It's pretty fascinating. And they were showing a clip from the U.S. early, while Germany was undergoing attacks all across Europe and then hitting Britain. And the folks in the U.S. were just kind of, well, that's over there, not here. But then Pearl Harbor hit, and then we got involved. And hundreds of thousands volunteered to step forward. That was an entirely different generation. It still exists. That generation is here, and is still a father, a grandfather to many right now. But we've got so many snowflakes in our midst, it's hard to see the tall standing trees, unfortunately. And then you got something that comes out of Hong Kong that's pretty, pretty strange. Let me make sure. Yeah, it's out of Hong Kong. And it's going to be raising some questions. No, I don't see the problem with it. I'll explain when we continue.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
This
is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
So before I get to this story, and it's out of South Korea, they tried to carry out a, quote, professional football game in South Korea, and what they did in the stands caused a lot of folks to get upset. Now, you know, just this last weekend, we had NASCAR resume, and they did not have stands. I mean, did not have fans in the stand. If you watched it, you had to go to TV, obviously. Well, they were facing the same thing at this South Korea football game. But they did something in the stands that maybe NASCAR should have thought of first. Or maybe not. I'll get to it in a moment. Let me share this with you first. This is upsetting to no end. Undocumented immigrants in California. Hear this. Undocumented immigrants in California, you are now allowed to apply for the state's coronavirus relief program that will pay you up to $500 per person, up to $1,000 per household. Sacramento fearing up $75 million for that fund for undocumented immigrants. Let me rephrase, undocumented immigrants, illegal, illegal. They're going to give illegals up to $500 per person, $1,000 per household. Do they need it? Well, I'm sure they do. Does it help? Yeah. And if they're going to do this, and I got another story and news and commentary coming up about this. Where are all the leftist Hollywood elite? Why don't they come forward and open up their pockets to give money to the illegals? Why don't they do that? Oh, well, Larry, they don't want to spread their money like that. Oh, okay, I got it. Nancy Pelosi, of course, was asked last night, as you would expect on CNN, as to, are you concerned that Trump announced he's taking and been prescribed by the White House physician hydroxychloroquine? And she said, well, I don't think he should. He's our president. I'd rather he not be taking something not approved by scientists. It has been approved by scientists, you Nancy. It has been approved for malaria. And the FDA had already said it can be also used for any treatment that you see. Doctors are using it everywhere. Not every doctor, not every time successful. And then she made this little dig. I don't think, especially in his age group, Nancy is in the same age group, and shall we say, weight group, who is morbidly obese, I don't think it's a good idea. No, a little dig at Trump, getting a little fat there, according to Nancy. And her face is getting a little tight from all the stretching and plastic surgery. And then you got former Vice President Joe Biden claiming yesterday that the deadly Chinese pandemic, although he didn't call it the Chinese, he just said COVID-19, has fanned the flames of hate and fear, nakedly xenophobia. He was addressing via virtual remarks Asian American Pacific Islanders Victory Fund, talking to Asians. So he made a point to say, Donald Trump hates you. He hates you. He's racist. Well, they couldn't really respond. They just had to sit there and watch and listen to the monitor. I don't know what their response was. But again, here again is pushing the race card. I've told you, every time the leftists go to the race card, which is often, it tells me they have nothing else. They got nothing. They got nothing. So Biden, speaking to an Asian audience, thought they would like to hear that Trump has fanned the flames of hate and fear and xenophobia. This president, he said, has brought it with him, a new rash of racial messages, verbal, physical attacks, other acts of hate against Asian American and Pacific Islanders. Again, I call BS on that, Joe. And you can't defend anything you just said. You just kind of put it up there. Because it's part of the mantra of the left. That's all it is. And all they do is get in their echo chamber and they go round and around and around on the same thing. All right. South Korea football team. It's a professional team. And they were going to have a match over the weekend. And, of course, they can't hold matches with an audience. Well, they wanted it to look like something that, you know, show some folks in there. But you know what they did? They brought out some mannequins and put them throughout the stadium. Mannequins. Well, that's no big deal, right? Well, no, because someone didn't really pay attention to them until they're in the stands. And then someone, I guess, they thought they didn't really care about them because what they were sex dolls. Sex dolls, not just mannequins in your clothing store. Sex dolls. The club said, oh, we were a victim of a mix-up. We checked with the supplier. We received assurance that the dolls were not intended for sexual use. Well, they weren't at this point, but they're in the stands, and they were sex dolls. And several folks were upset over it in South Korea. Now, NASCAR, maybe you missed an opportunity. Maybe you should get these same dolls and put them in the stands at the next NASCAR race. I don't think you're going to have a lot of complaints in the U.S., but I could be wrong. Larry, are you encouraging sex dolls? No, I'm simply saying you can't put real people in there. You put mannequins, and in this case, that's what they're trying to do. Ended up being sex dolls. I have to ask, how do they know the difference between a sex doll and the mannequin? Well, because some of them realized the design of the doll, and they knew what they were actually intended to be. Aha! Somebody had inside information, so to speak. Next hour, another move to impeach President Trump. Stand by, please.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
You've been listening to Larry Connors, USA. Please listen to previous and future podcasts.